Chapter 71. "Everybody's got a picture of Seth Ralston," Jesse said to Suit.
"They have. I got his license picture from the registry and personally gave each guy a blow-up," Suit said.
"Okay," Jesse said. "Ma?"
"Paradise police cruiser parked down the street outside Betsy Ingersoll's house," Molly said, 24/7.
"Who?" Jesse said.
"Buddy, Paul, and Steve," Molly said. 8 hours each. 4 on, 4 off.
"They know it's a head fake?" Jesse said.
"No," Molly said. "I hoped it'd help them pay attention if I told them we had reason to think the Nighthawk might make his move on her."
"Agree," Jesse said.
"I talked to the Dorseys," Jesse said. "They said we can sit in their upstairs guest bedroom and watch your house."
"Why them?" Molly said. "I'm a lot closer to the Hanleys."
"No kids," Jesse said. "I don't want everybody in the Paradise public school system to be talking about this."
"Good point," Molly said.
"I've not told my kids anything about it. Tell Arthur to be in civilian clothes riding the bus or they'll wonder. If he's just another adult, they won't even notice him."
"How about your husband?" Jesse said.
"I told him. He'll keep it to himself."
"How'd he handle it?" Jesse said.
"It's probably good he's not here," Molly said. "I think he'd hide in the bushes and jump the first guy that approached the house."
"Don't blame him," Jesse said. "You fight?"
"No," Molly said. "Now and then I'm reminded of what kind of a man he is. He said he knew I was a cop when he married me. He knew I could take care of myself. And he knew we couldn't have the marriage we have unless I was free to do what I needed to do."
"He said that?" Suit said.
Molly nodded. "He understood why you had to do this?" Suit said.
"There's a reason I married him, you know," Molly said.
"I've talked to Peter Perkins," Jesse said. "He doesn't know quite what's up, but he's prepared to run the shop while you and me and Suit are on special assignment."
"That's it?" Molly said.
"Yep, even in the department, I don't want more people to know than have to."
"You and Suit and me," Molly said.
"You'll wear a gun all the time, like we agreed."
"Under my clothes," Molly said.
"So if it gets to that, I can get it as I disrobe."
"Where are you going to wear it?" Suit said.
"None of your business," Molly said.
"And the wire?" Jesse said.
"Mike in my bra, transmit a pack in the small of my back. He won't see it unless you're late getting there."
"You'll turn it on the minute he shows," Jesse said.
"I will."
"We need to time this right," Jesse said. "I want him to make his move, so there's no doubt that we got him."
"Hey, Maul," Suit said, "what if we're a little late getting there, and when we bust in to rescue you, you're standing around in your underwear?"
"I thought of that," Molly said. "So I've ordered up some new cute undies and charged it to the department."
Jesse smiled. "We won't be late," he said.
"We won't?" Suit said.
"Damn."